What does an Air Force veteran and a Navy veteran, one a former professional WCW wrestler and the other a 20-year business owner, have in common? They're a dynamic real estate duo. Now, here's your next episode of the Bortz Real Estate Team Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Bortz Real Estate Team Podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Bortz.
And I'm Chuck Bortz.
And we are both realtors with Coral Shores Realty. We represent clients in the greater Ocala and Dunellen area, and we also do business in Fort Lauderdale, where we have 4 offices. With that being said, we want to remind you guys to check out our website, BortzRealEstateTeam.com, where you will find other episodes of our show, as well as a wonderful blog full of great tips, whether you're a home buyer, a home seller, remodeling, inspects, or anything real estate related. And you will also be able to see some of our featured current listings, as well as past listings, videos, anything you'd like to do, and many ways to contact us, including our Facebook and Instagram reach out. So without further ado.
Well, babe, it's great to be with you back in the studio with all of our listeners.
Yes, thank you guys again.
So let's talk about our topic today. So let's say it's closing time.
Yes, it's you've gone through the whole thing with your realtor. You've been going out for weeks, sometimes months, trying to find that perfect home. You made your offer, you went through inspections, and you finally got it, and your mortgage is ready. Or if you're one of the people who are fortunate enough to pay cash, you're ready to close, and your agent calls you and says, what time do you want to schedule final walkthrough?
Very good.
Well,
interesting thing. A lot of people look at this as a formality, just one more little check that we have to check to be complete and move on. This is a very, very vital step in the whole process. Even though it's one of the very last steps, we have to take it very serious for our buyers.
That is correct. So whether we represent a buyer or seller, final walkthrough actually is important to both of you. And we're going to go over a very detailed list today of some very top ideas and things that you should be doing at your final walkthrough. I remember when I first got my real estate license 19 years ago, my very first real estate deal, I actually was a listing agent. And I remember the final walkthrough, the agent came through and with the buyer, and she literally walked right through the property with them and went to closing. And I remember thinking, wow, there has to be more to it than this. Like, from a common sense point of view, it just seems like there should have been more done. Of course, right. I represent the seller, so I said nothing.
But exactly.
When you represent a buyer, it's extremely important. And for those of you who are for sale by owners out there, buyers who are going to be buyers for sale by owners, you need to make sure you take this final step, as Chuck said, this vital step, very important. Closing time is hectic, but you should make time for the final walkthrough, which is typically done the morning of closing
or the day before,
whatever's agreed upon. And yeah, if it's a vacant property, you can do it a week before, but it has to be done before you head to that closing table and sign your life away or give your money away. So,
all right, so let's talk about some of the things that we want to make sure that we look for when we get there.
So what's the first one on your list?
Well, the first one is to make sure that the basement, the attic, every room of the home, the closet, the crawl spaces are all checked.
Right. And the reason we're checking those items is because you never know if something, there was a leak and that wasn't present at the time you did the walkthrough or inspection. Now you're seeing moisture on the wall, or there's rodents or something in the crawl space that wasn't there before. So these are items that need to be checked. Not a whole inspection again, because you've already passed your time for inspection, just physically with your eyes to make
check
sure.
Every space.
Right. What's another
one? We've also had where you open the closets, and guess what? We left you all our trash.
Yes. So that's why those are important. Even though we don't have basements here in Florida, we do have attics and other things. So just make sure you do an actual walkthrough of these spaces and look carefully.
All right, let's take a look at another one. Requested repairs have all been made.
Ooh, that's a big one. Yeah. Now, what do you mean?
Well, so during the inspection period, let's say maybe the home needed a couple GFI outlets, or the gutter were clogged, whatever it might be.
Or there's a leak.
And the homeowner has agreed, per the contract, to repair these things. So you want to go in and check even though you may have already gotten receipts back from the listing agent and all this kind of stuff, which is good. Mm-hmm. But we just want to verify that it works and it's there.
Right. And no one's saying get your ladder out and get on the road. We're not saying that. But
your meter.
Yeah. What you need to do is, you know, for these items, the bigger ticket items, as Chuck said, like a roof, you want to make sure that you have a roofing receipt from a qualified roofing contractor so that when you take possession after closing, that you are able to, if you should have a problem and reoccur with that same spot, you'd be able to call the roofer and say, hey, here's, you know, my receipt, my warranty, et cetera. And if it's a regular thing, like you said, GFI outlets that were not installed, especially here where we live, there's a lot of older homes where they were not installed. You will be able to physically walk around and make sure with your list of repairs that they were done.
Very good.
Okay. What's another one?
No major unexpected changes have been made to the property since last viewed.
Like what?
Well, I've seen actual walls be gone when you get in there. So you just want to see that the home is what it was when you went there.
Right. So
now,
that's
sometimes
a pretty easy
they
one.
Have beautiful built-in, you know, what do you call those theater centers?
Right.
And they've all of a sudden taken it.
Right. Exactly. And without disclosing that originally, so you as a buyer were under the assumption that this entertainment center, this building center was going to be there, and now find a walkthrough, it's gone.
Right.
So that's why this is important. Okay, we're going to talk more about how to resolve these issues at the end of our tip list here.
Very good.
What's another one?
Well, we want to be sure that all items included in the sale price, so let's talk about that entertainment system, draperies, lighting fixtures, that they're all still there.
Right. And see, typically in Florida, our real estate contracts are written where the appliances or anything that we consider attached to the property stay with the property. So that would be your ceiling fans, light fixtures, etc. And like Chuck said, the entertainment center, if it was attached to the wall, they would normally be considered. Now, there are ways to say they're not going to be included, but that would have to be written in your sales contract that these particular items, like a lot of people don't like to leave the washer and dryer for some unknown reason, maybe because they're new and a high-end brand. And so unless they're disclosed that they're not staying, they are actually part of the sales contract. And if you walk in and an item like that, like Chuck said, is missing, then you definitely want to note that for when we head to the closing table, because that is going to be a huge issue.
It's going to be a problem.
Right. So that's another thing. Oh, fantastic. What else?
Here's one that people don't really pay attention to. Your screens and your storm windows are in place, or at least stored in the garage. Here in Florida, a lot of people don't use their screens. However, they still have them. So you want to make sure that they are in the garage or in the attic, or that they are installed. They might have been there when you first looked at the house.
Right. And it's right, because we do notice that a lot of people don't have the screens in, but I actually open my doors and windows, so yeah. I have my screens in. But yes, they do have them, and maybe they didn't use them, like Chuck said, but you may want to use them, and they're not there. And that's something that a lot of people miss until they take ownership.
Here's one I see you all the time on.
What?
All the appliances are operating.
Yes, it's huge. Whenever we walk through, we always turn on like the garbage disposal, the stove burners, etc. Now, you're not going to be able to go do a whole full load of laundry. And, you know, it's just not going to be possible. And that's what inspections were for. But what we want you to understand is inspectors and the inspection report is only valid for the day that they did the inspection. So if it broke between then and your day of closing, unless you go around and check some of these items, you may be in for a surprise that they don't work.
And we've absolutely had that happen.
Yes. So,
and we've had great sellers who said, can you believe my refrigerator died, and go out and buy a $1,500 refrigerator?
Exactly.
And we've had them not say a word.
Right.
So.
And I shouldn't laugh, but it's true. You know?
It is true. Yeah.
So that's very important. So don't just walk by, like you said, yeah, you want to make sure the refrigerator's still there or the dishwasher, but, you know, you
make
also
sure
want
works.
To make sure it works as much as possible. So, you know, just use common sense with that and realize you're not going to be able to wash a load of dishes as a final walkthrough, et cetera. But, you know, the ones that you can check, use common sense and please do check them.
Check them. It's not a social time. We're not there to socialize and talk about, even though my wife is fabulous when we go to closings, I don't want to hear about her shoes. We got to see the dishwasher.
Tell me more. What? No one wants to hear about my fabulous shoes? Oh, no. With that being said, give us another thing.
You want to check the outside. Make sure any plants or shrubs or trees haven't been removed from the yard or a swing set or a playhouse or something that was there. One of the big ones, guys, is the pool cleaner. You better go out there and check that the pool cleaner's in the pool.
Yes.
Because they have a lot of disappearing acts.
Yeah, I had a deal like that many years ago in South Florida between a husband and wife who were divorcing. And the pool cleaner obviously was expected to stay because it was never disclosed, as I said earlier in the podcast today, on the contract. So it was assumed to be conveyed with the sale of the property. Well, unfortunately, the seller didn't think so. The husband, and we show up for final walkthrough because wife had already moved away to another state with the buyer's agent. And lo and behold, the pool cleaner wasn't there, as well as the house was unkempt and not clean. He had boxes still laying around, and it was just a nightmare. So we'll go into, like I said, the end of this podcast, how these things get resolved if this should happen to you. But another thing that's important is the hot water heater.
Mm.
Now, that's real easy to check. All you have to do, and what you should do, is go to every faucet anyway. You want to make sure they're running properly. And as you do, you turn on your cold and your hot side and make sure that you have running hot and cold water, and that's so that one's easily checked.
And while you're doing that, check the heat and then the air conditioning. Make sure they're both working.
Exactly.
This can all be done relatively quickly. And I'll tell you, even a lot of these, like the next one, Emery, instruction books and warranties on appliances, we've already prepared the seller to have those all together in one area, maybe with a big rubber band on it, in one special drawer with the garage door opener. So a lot of these can be addressed ahead of time, which we do a lot of.
Yeah, we do for our clients.
But we're still going to double check it off this list, or sometimes triple check it by the time we get to here, and make sure that it's perfect for everybody.
Right. Because there's nothing worse than moving into a home and then, you know, things break. It's mechanical.
But you can't find a garage door.
Like your car. Yeah, not just that, but, you know, you go in and you know, everything's going on like you say, and the refrigerator breaks, and it just happens. That's what happens in life. You want to be able to make sure that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Oh my gosh, what brand is it? Who do I call? You have all the information that you need. What's another thing?
Well, like I said, the instruction books and warranties on all appliances and fixtures are available.
So, right.
And together in one place.
And we hope our listeners can hear that noise. We actually have a cockatoo parrot, and she sounds like she wants our attention right now.
She does.
So we apologize for that.
All right. The last item before I want to ask you the big question, Emery, is all debris and personal items of the seller have been removed from the home.
Right. And so that goes back to the story I was telling you earlier with the pool cleaner. Yes, the contracts in Florida call for the property to be empty and broom swept. So if you as a buyer are expecting that they're going to come in with a maid and wash all the walls and windows, etc., that's just not reality.
Although we do have great sellers who do that.
Yeah, but it's just not something you should expect, because that's not how
that's
the contracts
right.
are written. So, but if you come in and you still see their boxes there and garbage inside and trash all over the floor, not vacuum, whatever, then yes, that is something that needs to be addressed at closing and taken note of, along with your other issues that you may have found during the final walkthrough.
Okay, so let's just assume for a minute that this whole process, like you said, is now we've gone from looking at homes to all the way through here to final walkthrough. Closing is scheduled in 40 minutes. We got a 30-minute drive to get there. And when we walk in, there's boxes everywhere. There's trash in the third bedroom. There's a half a bed in the other bedroom. What do we do, Emery?
I love, because it's like deja vu. Well, unfortunately, Chuck's right. Not every seller is going to care, especially given the circumstances that they may or may not be under. Like if they're going through a divorce or, God forbid, foreclosure, they don't really have the same mindset as someone who's having a happy equity transaction and is happy to do these things for you. So what happens is the first step we do is we talk to each other. If there's another agent on the other end of the deal, if we're not representing both buyer and seller, then we will contact the other agent and say, hey, Chuck, you know, we just finished the walkthrough over at X property, and these are some of the items that we have issue with, and we would like to see if you can talk to your seller about a possible holdback of funds until these issues are resolved after closing. So what that means is you would then call your seller and say, hey, you know, why didn't you do XYZ? It's too late now. We, you know, we're headed to closing. So what we're going to suggest you do to make it amicable for both parties is that we're going to escrow X amount of money out of your proceeds to be held in escrow. So it's not going to the buyer until you get these issues resolved. So if the buyer had to bring in a cleaning crew or have the whole painting, like for instance, one of the things we've seen is people, believe it or not, not everybody does things properly. I've gone into closings where somebody had a chair or a sofa against the wall, and then when they moved out, there's paint job exactly the shape of where the sofa was because they painted around it. They never moved it. So obviously you didn't know that when you first saw the property and during inspections, because inspectors don't move furniture for that. And so now you're like, well, great. Now I have to hire a painter to paint this room. So those are things that you want to be, of course, as a buyer, paid for, because you gave them the money you agreed on based upon certain circumstances that now different things are coming to light. So typically that's how it would work. The most amicable way is to settle it between the agents and the buyer and seller, you know, so that way it's resolved before we get to closing. And by the time we get to closing, we can go, hey, Mr. Buyer, you know what? Chuck did a great job with his seller. Here's what we're going to do. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then once you get the situation resolved, bring us the receipt. The title company will, you know, take that difference away, give it back to you, and send the remainder back to the seller. That's the easiest way.
Very good. It's some very powerful information.
Right. But then, of course, you have sellers that don't agree to do anything. And I've had that, too. And so that goes back to the creepy crawly story. So this gentleman said he refused to give any money to buy a new creepy crawly. And he claimed that he didn't have the other one anymore. I guess it miraculously evaporated into thin air. And so we were at a stalemate. The buyers refused to sign. And so we couldn't close. So what we did is, short, you can take legal action, but that would mean holding up the entire closing. Mm-hmm. And then attorneys come in and it's just a nightmare. And so, you know, as realtors, we try so hard to not have that happen. And sometimes I don't think our clients and customers out there in the real world realize the things we do behind the scene. So this agent and I, who work very well together, we decided to split the cost of a pool cleaner in half, and we gave them each, after we checked with our brokers, out of what would have been our part of the commissions, to the buyer to buy a new.
All right, so there are multiple ways in which to get someone, get the deal done, completed, and everybody be happy.
Right.
You're not, like you said, not always dealing with happy sellers or happy buyers. You know, it can become very heated at times.
Yeah.
So, knowing this stuff ahead of time and going in and doing this type of inspection and being very thorough about it and not talking about shoes will get you a long ways here.
Yes, it will. So, like we said, just because you finally can see light in the tunnel at the end of a closing doesn't mean that you should just run through this
can't
property.
Let up.
Right. You have to be vigilant, smart,
yep,
use common sense, and do your walkthrough properly. And if your agent is one of those that is going to do that, then you need to, you know, open your mouth and say, hey, listen, I want to make sure certain things are fixed, or
very
I want to make
good.
Sure this doesn't, you know, still work, because that is your right. And once that time has passed and you close, it's too late to say anything.
That's
that.
Right.
Okay. So we hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of the Bortz Real Estate Team podcast. We come to you monthly, and there's many ways to listen to us: iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, tune in radio. You can also listen on our website. So please be sure to subscribe to our podcast, and to also tell all your friends and your social media friends and family about it, so that we can continue to grow and keep bringing this to you. And if there's something we've not covered in any of our podcasts that you feel you'd like to know more about, drop us an email. You can find that information on our website
at BortzRealEstateTeam.com.
That's right. And you can contact us at 352-405-1663 or
1551.
That's right. And again, Bortz Real Estate Team podcast. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You've just listened to the Bortz Real Estate Team podcast with your hosts, Chuck and Anne Marie. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss another episode. Follow us on Instagram at the Bortz Team, and follow us on Twitter at Bortz Real Estate. Be sure to visit BortzRealEstateTeam.com to join the conversation, read the blog, access the show notes, and reach out to us if you're interested in selling or buying a home in the greater Ocala and Dunellen, Florida area. Until next time.